There's been an explosion in six-figure salaries at the Transport Agency, and an economic think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, has been left puzzled by the agency's explanations for the six-figure salary boom. Our political reporter Benedict Collins has more.
In the 2015-16 financial year, the number of staff at the Transport Agency who were earning more than $100,000 surged 33%. A research fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, Sam Warburton, says it's quite a jump.
There's been an increase in the number of employees earning over $100,000 per annum from 418 to 555, so 137 increase, or about 33%. When we look at overall staff numbers only went up 5%. The increase is big, and it needs an explanation.
The Transport Agency declined to make anyone available for an interview. But in a statement, it says it changed the way it calculates salary increases in 2015, and therefore more staff crossed into the $100,000 threshold. The agency says it also hired an extra 70 full-time staff that year, some to run the growing state highway network program. But Mr. Warburton doesn't believe this explains the boom.
Staff numbers increased by 70, yes, that's right. That's the 5% increase in total staff numbers. But in terms of the 100,000, there's been a 30% increase. And even there, they're saying that there's 70 more people that have been hired, but they've been very vague about how many of those people are on $100,000.
Jordan Williams from the Taxpayers Union says the leap in six-figure salaries at the Transport Agency is quite extraordinary, but he expects them to fall now.
Now, with the changed priorities of the new government, we're expecting next year for these salaries to reduce, these high salaries, because they'll no longer be necessary. And I think that the chief executive needs to make the undertaking that that's what's going to happen.
In 2012, the Transport Agency had 294 staff earning over $100,000. This year, it has 562 staff. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Benedict Collins.